And now, to other parts of the world, Egyptian protesters took to the streets across the country for the 15th straight day to step up pressure on embattled President Hosni Mubarak to step down. This comes as large crowds of people continue to camp out in Cairo's Liberation Square, despite government efforts to defuse the Egyptian popular uprising. Here is more.
The start of Egypt's third week of unrest dawned on Tuesday with anti-government protesters urging a push to force President Hosni Mubarak from power. They vowed to stay put in Cairo's central Tahrir Square until he quits. Talks between the government and opposition have made little headway. On Monday, an Egyptian executive with Google who went missing in Cairo re-emerged, saying he'd been detained and blindfolded for 2 weeks by state security forces. Wael Ghanim is said to have helped found an anti-torture Facebook group that sparked a public outcry over police abuses and helped inspire the uprising.
We want our country to change. I ask you, really, please don't turn me into a hero. I'm not a hero, okay? I'm not a hero. I'm a very ordinary person. The heroes are the ones on the streets. I've been asleep for 12 days. I ask you, we won't leave our country until we change it, and we will take our rights, we will take them. That's it.
The anti-government protesters were preparing for further mass demonstrations on Tuesday and Friday, intended to keep the pressure on the president.